Well, there were two aspects to it that received quite a lot of coverage. One was the settlement of outstanding monies that were due to the department, and the second then was plans for further investment in Greencastle. In relation to the first one, I indicated to the members today that we have paid 45% of the monies that are outstanding in a paying order that went up last week to the department. We've also proposed to pay off the balance of the money that's due before the end of 2010 in monthly instalments. And that's gone up, and I trust that will be accepted. And we've indicated that we will be in a position to meet any repayments as they fall due in the future. And we hope that that's acceptable as well, because as I think everybody knows, we didn't have provision in a development contribution scheme to co-fund Greencastle.
Well, the Minister threw the ball, I suppose, into the Council's court recently, responding to a question in the Shannon. Do you believe now the ball's back in the Government's court? They have to decide now if this is satisfactory, if they can get the money to continue and conclude this project.
Yeah, well, I don't like to characterise this as being the ball in different courts. I think we have now stepped up to fund what was due. I think the other key decision that was taken today is that we have got approval for a loan that would actually cover the 12.5% that Donegal County Council would have to pay if Greencastle was completed. Now, we clearly would need department approval to that loan, but it's a loan of over 6 million, and up to 4 of that would be available to meet the balance of the total cost of completing Greencastle. So if that's approved, then it would be a matter in the years to come as to whether the funding would be available to complete the project or not.
Would you be optimistic?
Well, I think it's a very important project for the county, but I'd be hopeful. I think it's obviously a matter now for government to prioritise Greencastle within its capital expenditure plans. But I think Donegal County Council has taken a massive step today in both settling the outstanding monies and secondly in approving a loan locally for now the endorsement of government departments so that it can co-fund the balance of its contribution.